Forward. This is a response to the first physical session led by Nora Chipalmiri, relating to personal archive / living archive. While exploring the physical mechanics of walking, notions of territory, culture and inheritance were brought to light during the session. Because of this, I found the need to knowingly write this response in English, but in Scots, which nowadays is a blend of Old Scots and English, as well, as this is my native language. Interestingly, at the end of the panel discussion, the question of language arose once more, this time asking why, when we are in Italy, are the discussions being held in English? I, as a native speaker, am grateful for the accommodations made on my behalf, so I'd like to return the favour. This response has been written Italian, Scots and English. We stand in our own territory, our feet rooted into the flare, tacking up just the space we need, and nae mair. Just, the space we need. The space we need is just. As we breathe, we picture in our minds our past relatives and ancestors, and a' hin they've passed down to us, a' hin they've contributed to our living archive. Then to the future, the generations to come, whilst living archives will be shaped in some way by us. We start to walk, no moving for our spot on the flare or unrooting our feet, but simply by exploring the motion of walking. I focus on the effort it takes my muscles to push away from the flare and propel my weight onto the other foot, while my knee bends to accommodate the shift. But the effort of walking, just as Nora tells me, is sustainable. It is natural. It is organic. And as we push deeper into the movement and our whole body becomes involved in the act of walking, my mind itself wanders away back to my home, my family and my country. On the day I travelled to Bassano del Grappa, there was a march in my home town of Dundee in support of Scottish independence. Nahaka means inheritance, and right now, my culture that I've inherited is under threat, and whether future generations of Scots will inherit this culture is entirely unsure. As we watch Nora's colleague Shamar Watt walking, Nora calls it swag, being why you are, embodying all your living archive fully and unapologetically. How can I do this when in scale they tell me not to speak Scots or Scottish slang words because it's no proper English? And when remaining parts of my cultural identity are being sleekly stripped away and rebranded as a political device to try and dissuade us from our own independence? We descend from our free falling to running, and then to walking, and finally just stunning. And even when we remain just stunning, I find myself swaying from side to side. Sustainable. Natural. Organic. My feet are still rooted to the flare, in my own territory. And I'm left with the question, how can we sustain our culture and our territory, the land on which our countries bide, if the voice of the people that bide there isn't fully heard?